Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Emergency personnel are out in full force in Texas and nearby states responding to collisions on ice-covered roads. In Texas, the Austin-Travis County Traffic Report page reportedly shows police and sheriff's deputies have been heading out to new crashes roughly every 3 minutes since 8 a.m. local time. In Austin, at least one person reportedly died as a result of the dangerous winter conditions. In Arkansas, the Forest City Fire Department reports Interstate 40 was blanketed by ice. It responded to more than a dozen collisions. More than 1,600 flights nationwide also reportedly have been affected. President Biden's promoting the bipartisan infrastructure law Congress approved last year. Today, he's visiting New York City, announcing nearly $1.2 billion from a grant program for 9 projects across the United States. That includes a major infusion for one to build a new tunnel for Amtrak and state commuter lines between Manhattan and New Jersey.
The first piece of the new Hudson Tunnel is being built. It's one of the biggest parts of the Gateway program. Now, let me say this at the outset. This is just the beginning of finally constructing a 21st century rail system that's long, long overdue in this country. This project is critical to transforming the Northeast Corridor, increasing speeds, capacity, reliability, and safety.
The federal government, New York, and New Jersey will share the more than $16 billion cost of repairing or upgrading the more than century-old tunnel, especially in light of the structural damage incurred during 2012's Hurricane Sandy. Embattled New York Republican Congressman George Santos has voluntarily recused himself from serving on committees, according to GOP lawmakers. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports this comes in the wake of outcry over various fabrications Santos made about his personal and professional biography.
Multiple Republican lawmakers confirmed that Santos told colleagues he was voluntarily stepping aside from his committee assignments. This happened during the GOP's weekly closed-door conference meeting. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said Santos felt there was too much drama surrounding him.
Mr. Santos' statement in there was just saying that he spoke with Speaker McCarthy and made this decision on his own.
Santos has come under fire for deceiving voters with an extensively fabricated biography, including false claims about his work and family history and questions over the source of money Santos claimed to loan his campaign. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 237 points, or nearly 0.75%, at 33,955. From Washington, this is NPR News. Former Minnesota Senator Dave Durnberger has died. He served 16 years in the Senate. Mark Zedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
Senator Durnberger introduced the landmark Americans with Disabilities Act in 1989. He was known as a health care policy expert in the Senate. Longtime friend and former chief of staff Tom Horner says Durnberger was also committed to environmental protection.
Dave leveraged relationships with environmentalists where he was highly regarded, the utilities where he was respected, Republicans and Democrats where he could reach across the aisle, and crafted a solution that became part of the Clean Air Act in 1990.
The Senate censured Durnberger in 1990 for financial misconduct, and he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. After leaving the Senate, the Republican ended up supporting several Democratic candidates, including Joe Biden. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zedeklik in St. Paul.
It has been a strong start to the year for U.S. stocks. NPR's David Gura has more.
Markets have been buoyed by some strong earnings. ExxonMobil reported record profits in 2022, and General Motors did better than Wall Street expected. The carmaker told investors it's ironed out problems with its supply chain. Both companies have been trading higher. Wall Street is waiting to hear from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who will give a news conference after the Fed wraps up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates again, this time by a quarter point. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, we see the NASDAQ is up more than 1%. The S&P has risen nearly 1%. This is NPR News.